Jennifer Younger sits at her workbench, filing down the edges of what will soon be a silver bracelet. Light streams in through the window, and her fluffy white cat, Bella, watches from its sill, unbothered by the sound of metal scraping metal.
A lot of people will say, like, when the sun comes out, you know, don't you want to be outside? Like, no, I could see it from here.
Younger is a jewelry artist, a path she found herself pursuing just a few years ago.
Gosh, I've only been doing it for 6 years, and I could have had, like, my whole lifetime doing this. But I, you know, you can't really have regret, I guess. I look back at everything I've done, and I feel like it all kind of led me to this point.
Although she's lived in Sitka for the past 23 years, Younger is originally from Yakutat.
I guess my family, we lived a little bit, I always say, out of town. It was only like a mile and a half out the road, but we didn't have running water or electricity, and I spent a lot of times outdoors or in the woods, at the beach. Yeah, out in nature, a part of not having electricity as a child. You know, my mom, you know, we didn't watch TV very much. It was always either go outside and play, or if you're going to be inside and when you're done doing chores, you can draw, you can color, you can. So I've always been into art in some way, I think.
Younger learned Northwest Coast formline design and silver and metal carving from renowned Tlingit carver Dave Galanin and his son, Tlingit Ununga multidisciplinary artist Nicholas Galanin. As an apprentice, Younger learned that formline design follows strict rules, which can vary regionally along the coast. But by following those rules as an artist, you can find unlimited freedom of expression.
You know, Dave always was very encouraging and supportive of us having, like, new ideas and trying different things. And but he said, you know, do whatever you want, but make sure you do proper form line. When you're creating a piece and drawing a design, making sure it has proper balance and proper flow to the whole picture.
Early on in her work, Younger had an idea for a piece that was really bugging her.
I was like, Dave, I've never seen a form line spider. Like, can I make a bracelet with a spider on it? And he was like, sure, you know, go for it, as long as you do proper form line. I hadn't ever seen a form line spider. So it's like, oh, I can be creative. I don't have to look back at all of these older, more traditional designs. I can think outside of the box a little bit.
While Younger likes that the art form allows her to think outside of the box, her process is still traditional. She starts by sketching the design.
I'll just kind of sit down and do like a rough sketch with a pencil right on the metal and kind of dive in. And I, as you can see, I work here right in my, what would be a dining room. So I don't have, you know, like grinders and like electric polishers, all that kind of stuff. I do it all by hand.
She usually likes to work with copper.
Copper, I felt like was more traditional metal to Southeast. I like that more earthy feel, or just to the look of it. I'm not like a blingy, shiny person. I'll make that for somebody if they want it.
And sometimes she uses a mixture of vinegar and sea salt to give the copper a striking blue patina.
I put salt on it, and you could use like vinegar. You can use some baking soda, and I just kind of seal it up in a container and just kind of wait to see how it'll turn out.
Today, she's putting the finishing touches on a silver bracelet, but she can't sign her work with an ink pen.
I'll sign my squiggly J on the back.
And she adds the date.
Well, there, now I have to do it this year, right? I put the 19 on there. I better get it done in the next few months.
When she's finished carving the design onto the piece and the edges are all smoothed out, she takes a shaping tool, a small mallet, and begins tapping on the metal bracelet to give it a rounded shape. Perhaps you'll see Younger's work on various wrists around town. If you're not sure, look for her squiggly J signature.
Tap, tap, tap.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.